Good morning and welcome to Walking with Jesus Through the Word, one chapter per day. It's great that you're with us this morning. My name is Michael Tolercio. I'm the pastoral intern of Forest Hill Presbyterian Church, and we're looking at the book of 1 Chronicles yet again this morning. We're looking at chapter 24. We're going to continue seeing some of the structure and order that God provided for his people under the reign of David for the temple service that Pastor Jason's been walking us through as we've been making our way through the book. So let's ask for the Lord's help that he would bring the word to life in our minds and our hearts today. Let's pray. Father, thank you that you have given us an opportunity as your people to read from this passage of Scripture that you have provided for us, not just for the people to whom it was originally written, but for us as well. We are grateful, Lord, that it teaches us about your design and how you are a faithful God. We pray that that's something that would be at the forefront of our thinking today as we look at 1 Chronicles 24, and that you would help us to see how this passage points us toward your Son, the faithful one. In his name we pray. Amen. All right, 1 Chronicles chapter 24. The divisions of the sons of Aaron were these. The sons of Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. But Nadab and Abihu died before their father and had no children. So Eleazar and Ithamar became the priests. With the help of Zadok of the sons of Eleazar and Ahimelech of the sons of Ithamar, David organized them according to the appointed duties in their service. Since more chief men were found among the sons of Eleazar than among the sons of Ithamar, they organized them under 16 heads of fathers' houses of the sons of Eleazar, and 8 of the sons of Ithamar. They divided them by lot, all alike, for there were sacred officers and officers of God among both the sons of Eleazar and the sons of Ithamar. And the scribe Shemaiah, the son of Nathanael, a Levite, recorded them in the presence of the king and the princes, and Zadok the priest, and Ahimelech the son of Abiathar, and the heads of the fathers' houses of the priests and of the Levites, one father's house being chosen for Eleazar and one chosen for Ithamar. The first lot fell to Jehoiarib, the second to Jedaiah, the third to Harim, the fourth to Seorim, the fifth to Malchijah, the sixth to Mijamin, the seventh to Hakaz, the eighth to Abijah, the ninth to Jeshua, the tenth to Shechaniah, the 11th to Eliashib, the 12th to Jakim, the 13th to Huppah, the 14th to Jeshebiab, the 15th to Bilga, the 16th to Immer, the 17th to Hezer, the 18th to Hapizez, the 19th to Pethahiah, the 20th to Jehezkel, the 21st to Jakin, the 22nd to Gamal, the 23rd to Deleah, the 24th to Maaziah. These had as their appointed duty in their service to come into the house of the Lord according to the procedure established for them by Aaron their father, as the Lord God of Israel had commanded him. And of the rest of the sons of Levi, of the sons of Amram, Shubiel, of the sons of Shubiel, Jedaiah, of Rehabiah, of the sons of Rehabiah, Ishiah the chief, of the Israelites, Shelemoth, of the sons of Shelemoth, Jaheth, the sons of Hebron, Jeriah the chief, Amariah the second, Jehaziel the third, Jechamiam the fourth, the sons of Aziel, Micah, the sons of Micah, Shamir, the brother of Micah, Ishiah, of the sons of Ishiah, Zechariah, the sons of Merari, Malai and Mushai, the sons of Jaaziah, Beno, the sons of Merari, of Jaaziah, Beno, Shoham, Zachar, and Ibri, of Malai, Eleazar, who had no sons, of Kish, the sons of Kish, Jeramiel, the sons of Mushai, Malai, Eder, and Jeremoth. These were the sons of the Levites according to their fathers' houses. These also, the head of each father's house and his younger brother alike, cast lots, just as their brothers, the sons of Aaron, in the presence of King David, Zadok, Ahimelech, and the heads of father's houses of the priests and of the Levites. Well, there's two brief points I'd like for us to consider from today's chapter. And the first is that God is faithful in the face of his people's unfaithfulness to him. We see that as the chapter opens, where we're reminded of these two men, Nadab and Abihu, the two oldest sons of the very first man that God had called to be priest of his people Israel, Aaron. Nadab and Abihu were his oldest sons, and in verse 2 we're reminded that Nadab and Abihu died before their father and had no children. So Eleazar and Ithamar became the priests. This comes from Leviticus chapter 10, in which God had called these two men, Nadab and Abihu, to be priests after Aaron. And yet, as it says there, each of these two men took his censer and put fire in it and laid incense on it and offered unauthorized, or as it says here in the Hebrew, strange fire before the Lord, which he had not commanded them. So in the very first generation following the very first priest over God's people, the one who was to bring the people before the Lord in right worship of him, this Aaron, in the very next generation after Aaron, while Aaron is still alive and well, these two sons of his take it upon themselves to rewrite the means whereby they would come before the Lord and worship him. And so they're really serving not the Lord, but themselves. And at this very crucial juncture in time, as the Lord is setting up a people for himself and showing them how to worship him, there's a pretty severe consequence to what these two men do. They die without any children of their own, and essentially their lines are wiped out, and the priesthood falls to the two younger sons of Aaron, Eleazar and Ithamar. The descendants of Eleazar and Ithamar, these priests, are tasked with going to the temple once every year for about a two-week interval and worshiping and serving the Lord as he has prescribed at the temple for that time. And then during the rest of the year, they are to serve him and God's people back in their own hometowns. And so God is providing a means for these people, these priests, to be faithful servants of him and to serve the people of Israel by coming to him with sacrificial offerings. And this is a system meant to do multiple things. It's meant to grow God's people in awareness of the consequences of sin, because death was the consequence for sin, the death of animals that the priests would offer up. It's also meant to train these priests to be faithful to the Lord. They are to follow his prescribed means of bringing worship to him, and then the people learn that as well through the priests. So as the priests remain faithful to the Lord, the people are blessed, God is rightly worshipped, and the priests themselves are blessed. And we see that as we see what comes as a result of today's chapter many years later. We see this second point that I wanted us to draw from today's text. If we are faithful to God, there is a blessing in it. Now, again, the faithfulness that we might render to God, like the priests do in today's passage, is the result of understanding first his preceding faithfulness to us. We can only be faithful to God because he's first been faithful to us, though we didn't deserve it. Just like with raising up Eleazar and Ithamar in the face of Nadab and Abihu's sin and selfishness. We see the blessing, though, that comes. Because we see all these men serving the Lord, it's a blessing to them even though they might not know how. But I want us to take note here real quick as we just look at this list of priests. By the way, there's more men here. The other family members of the tribe of Levi here that are also privileged to serve the Lord and chosen by lot. But look here at verse number 10. You see this name Abijah? So the eighth division falls to this man Abijah. Note here this footnote, Luke chapter 1, verse 5. Let's go there. In the days of Herod, king of Judah, there was a priest named Zechariah. So this is many years later, in the days just preceding the birth of someone very important. In the days of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah. So another priest, just like we read of in today's passage, of the division of Abijah, there in verse 10. And he had a wife from the daughters of Aaron, the same Aaron we just read of in chapter 24, verse 1. And her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking blamelessly in all the commandments and statutes of the Lord. But they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and both were advanced in years. Now, while he was serving as priest before God, when his division was on duty, according to the custom of the priesthood, he was chosen by lot to enter the temple of the Lord and burn incense. He is faithfully doing the work that the Lord has entrusted to him, and there's a blessing in it. because as he is in the temple burning incense, there appears to him an angel of the Lord who brings news that his prayers have been heard and that he and his wife Elizabeth will have a son, and they are to name him John. And that son would go on to prepare the way of the Lord. See, the blessing of John to Zechariah and Elizabeth isn't just a blessing to them in the midst of their faithfulness. John is going to be a blessing to the whole nation of Israel, to all of the men who we read of in today's passage that served the Lord faithfully as priests, and all of those in between chapter 24 and 1 Chronicles, all the way down to Luke chapter 1, that we don't read of and have no idea what their names even were. See, in a way, John is the product of all of those years of faithful service from the priests we read of in 1 Chronicles 24, all the way down to the priests that we read of in Luke chapter 1. There's a blessing in all of that faithful service. There's a blessing for you and I. And the true blessing isn't John. The true blessing is the one whom John points to. And so that can be an encouragement to us as well. We're not going to produce something by our faithfulness that really is what we need. It's only through God doing what we haven't done and we can't do to provide what we need most. And he's done that, not in John, but in the one whom John points to, Jesus. You see, Jesus is the one who all of those priests were really pointing us to, even without them really knowing it, perhaps. He is the true means whereby we can meet with God. Because that's what priests were meant to do. They were meant to bring people into God's presence in a way where they weren't destroyed because of their sin, like Nadab and Abihu were. There was an authorized fire that was meant to be brought before the Lord and the people. And so that is what Jesus really is. He is the authorized fire. He is the priest and the sacrifice at the same time. He's the one who brings us into God's presence by being God with us. And so we can take courage in knowing that as we respond to God's ultimate faithfulness to us in Christ, we can actually grow to be faithful to him. We don't have to try to reinvent the wheel, as Pastor Jason pointed out in yesterday's devotional, to try to figure out how to make worship of God relevant in our day and age with every new generation. We are to go to God through Christ Jesus. That's the means whereby we worship God rightly. And we are priests, like the priests we read of, as we trust that he is the true high priest and the sacrifice for us. We become priests through him, and we can be faithful ones as we rely on his faithfulness to us. Let's go to him in thanks now, and let's, by his grace, be transformed to serve him more faithfully into the future. Let's pray. Father, thank you. You have given us such a gift. We thank you that you have given us Christ. He is the one that the scriptures are constantly pointing us to. He's the faithful one in the face of unfaithfulness, Lord, and we are grateful for him. We pray you would transform us to be faithful as a result of his faithfulness to us, Lord, and that we would meet with you, Lord, in the way that you desire for us to. Through him, we can come to you as individual believers, Lord, and we can especially come to you as the corporate body together on Sundays. We're thankful for this church community, this family of Forest Hill Presbyterian Church, Lord. We pray for those who may not be part of our church, but listen in on this devotional, that you provide for them a faithful body as well. And if they're already part of one, that they would rejoice in the opportunity to meet with your people, Lord, and to be priests to the world, Lord, bringing people in to your presence through Christ as we share the good news with them. Would you make this so in our lives? In Jesus' name we pray, for Jesus' glory. Amen. Well, I'm glad that you could join us today for our look at 1 Chronicles chapter 24. We're going to be back tomorrow with three psalms back to back to back. Hope you'll be able to join us for that. Until then, have a blessed day in Jesus, our Lord, our faithful high priest. God bless.